Code to Zero by Ken Follett. The bundle of old clothes moved. It rolled over, a face appeared, and a voice mumbled,
"Here, Bum Luke, pipe down."
His name was Luke. He was pathetically grateful for the knowledge. A name was not much, but it gave him a focus. He stared at his companion. The man wore a ripped tweed coat with a length of string around the waist for a belt. The grimy young face had a crafty look. The man rubbed his eyes and muttered,
"My head hurts."
Luke said, "Who are you?"
"I'm Pete, you retard, can't you see?"
"I can't," Luke swallowed, holding down the panic. "I've lost my memory."
"I ain't surprised. You drank most of a bottle of liquor yesterday. It's a miracle you didn't lose your entire mind."
He licked his lips.
"I didn't get hardly any of that goddamn bourbon."
Bourbon would explain the hangover, Luke thought. But why would I drink a whole bottle?
"That's about the dumbest question I ever heard. To get drunk, of course."
Luke was appalled. He was a drunken bum who slept in public toilets. He had a raging thirst. He bent over a wash basin, ran the cold water, and drank from the tap. It made him feel better. He wiped his mouth, then forced himself to look in the mirror again. The face was calmer now. The mad stare had gone, replaced by a look of bewilderment and dismay. The reflection showed a man in his late 30s, with dark hair and blue eyes. He had no beard or mustache, just a heavy growth of dark stubble. He turned back to his companion.
"Luke what? What's my last name?"
"Luke something. How the hell am I supposed to know?"
"How did I get this way? How long has it been going on? Why did it happen?"
Pete got to his feet.
"I need some breakfast."
Luke realized he was hungry. He wondered if he had any money. He searched the pockets of his clothes, the raincoat, the jacket, the pants. All were empty. He had no money, no wallet, not even a handkerchief, no assets, no clues.
"I think I'm broke."
"No kidding. Come on."
He stumbled through a doorway. Luke followed.